This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Charles Bustani, who is also a congressman from Louisiana's 7th Congressional District. You may have noticed that he delivered the Republican response to President Obama's address to Congress and the nation on Wednesday evening related to health care. We wanted to follow up with the congressman to ask him what he thinks has changed, if anything, about the debate at this point and how he expects it to go forward from here. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be with you.
First of all, you obviously had a limited amount of time to respond to the president's speech. You didn't get the hour that the president gets. That's the price, I guess, for being out of power in the White House. But what was the most important thing? You talked about the cost and also the Republican ideas for improving the health care system. But if you could just say one thing that you wanted the American people to take away from your comments, what do you hope that it was?
Well, first of all, I think there's a lot we can agree on. And I think we ought to start where we agree on how we can bring down the cost of health insurance bring down that cost to help families and small businesses.
And in terms of the best way to do that, you said in your response that you wish the president had basically scrapped what had been put together at this point, given the outrage from the American people towards it, and started over. Where do you see, as once you can agree on pre-existing conditions and those sorts of things, some areas for common ground?
Well, I would hope the president would be open to allowing small businesses to pool together to get greater purchasing power. I think that would be a strong start. And, you know, unfortunately, he is not open at this time to allow folks to buy insurance across state lines, which I do believe would create real choice and competition, and that would bring down the cost for families and small businesses. And then he did open the door on medical liability reform, which I think we'll see where he goes with it, and we certainly would like to work with him on that issue.
You mentioned, though, that a lot of your priorities you don't think he's likely to sign on to, so does that mean that meaningful reform is going to have to wait, or is there some way that perhaps you can work with other Democratic members in Congress, and regardless of whether it's the president's wish list, it can still get done?
Well, we've tried reaching out and to get some bipartisan consensus, but unfortunately, those doors have been closed by Speaker Pelosi in the House. And it's a shame, because I think the American public wants an open, substantive debate where we put all the options on the table. And, this is too serious. It's an important issue. It affects every man, woman, and child in the country. It's 1/6 of our entire economy. We got to get this right. That's the most important thing.
In terms of what the president said on Wednesday night, I know a lot of Republicans are questioning his math on whether or not this will add to the deficit or not. He says he won't sign anything that's not deficit neutral, and he's confident the current plan of $900 billion, or at least the one he articulated, I don't know if it's on paper yet, would be deficit neutral. Others have said that that's simply not the case. How do you make sure that if something does get done in a significant way, that it doesn't break the bank more than it's already broken?
Well, Greg, that's a very important question, and I'll tell you, the bill that we have before us is H.R. 3200, the House bill, and it does add to the deficit significantly. That's the Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill, and that's the official scorekeeper. So, you know, the president can make these statements, but we have a real bill in front of us, and it does break the bank. And, you know, if he's proposing something different, then we want to see the specifics.
What about the current plan as we know it? You mentioned the Democratic bill, H.R. 3200. Was most of interest to your constituents over the summer recess? What issues, what concerns, or what things did they like in there that they talked about the most?
Well, I think the overriding concern among my constituents was the fact that this is a big government takeover of health care. There's a new government plan put in place along with 53 new government bureaucracies. You'll have government bureaucratic intervention at every step of the way in healthcare, and most importantly, bureaucratic intervention between the doctor and the patient. And those are huge issues.
Do you suspect that the Democrats will try the go-it-alone strategy, or do you think that they've kind of boxed themselves into a corner here with not enough members ready to pass a bill without a public option and not enough ready to pass one with one?
Well, I think that's largely the case, and it remains to be seen where the votes fall, but I know Speaker Pelosi is going to do everything that she can to implement what I would call Plan A, and Plan A for her will be to try to pass H.R. 3200, a very liberal bill, a bill with major government intervention. And what she'll do is start with a liberal base and then try to peel off some of the more conservative Democrats to get to 218 votes. And, you know, that's I think that's going to be in defiance of the wishes of the majority of the American people. And so they'll try to ram this through in the House. I think the situation will be much more difficult in the Senate.
Congressman, obviously Democrats control things now. Republicans controlled things for a while earlier in this decade. And during that time, there were some health care issues that were addressed, including expansion of Medicare for prescription drugs and so forth. But when Republicans talk about their ideas for this, how do you answer the question, why wasn't more done when the GOP had control?
Well, that's a very fair question. And I'll tell you, I served 2 years in the majority when I was elected in 2004 and took office in 2005. And I'll be the first to tell you that Republicans could have done much more on health care. However, we did enact the prescription drug plan for Medicare, which has been very successful. We did also create health savings accounts, which have been very successful, and I believe would be much more successful if we took steps to expand those. Americans across the country who have used health savings accounts are very happy with them. It gives them control of their health care destiny, lets them control their first dollar coverage. And so it's been a very good vehicle. And I wish we'd have done more. And it's something I'm pushing for to make sure that Republicans stay at the forefront on health care issues.
Congressman, you mentioned that the House Democratic leadership hadn't really opened the door for a bipartisan dialogue. The president said his door is open, his phone works. And what kind of outreach has there been in either direction between congressional Republicans and the White House?
Well, the rhetoric has not matched the action. And to my knowledge, our leadership and rank-and-file Republicans have not been invited to the White House to discuss this. We're willing to sit down with the president to work with him. And I said that in my remarks the other night. We want to work with this president to really solve this health care problem in a way that makes sense, it's practical, common-sense reforms that will not break the bank and cause an increase in taxes. And certainly, we don't want to add to the deficit.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman, and not sure there's actually an answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. We've talked about what you think would be good for America, what would be bad for America. What do you think will actually happen over the next couple of months?
Well, I believe there's going to be a push to move this very liberal bill through in the House, and the real fight will end up being in the Senate as to what the ultimate outcome will be. And then, of course, we'll have to go to conference to resolve that. We have a long way to go.
And so we'll keep track of it. And, sir, we thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Great. Thank you.
Dr. Charles Bustani, he's also a congressman from Louisiana's 7th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.